Throughout the pandemic, some of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks occurred in prisons. In Vermont, more than one-third of the 1,200 or so people held by the Department of Corrections caught COVID-19, but no one died, making Vermont the only state in the country with no coronavirus fatalities among its incarcerated population. Protocols like regular testing and lockdowns might have helped Vermont prisons avoid the worst of the pandemic. But as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the strict lockdown measures did take a toll.
On February 25th, the Department of Corrections received COVID-19 test results from Northern State Correctional Facility. One staff member and 21 incarcerated individuals were positive. Officials swiftly placed the Newport facility on full lockdown to try to slow the spread of the virus. That meant 52-year-old Todd Gorton and his bunkmate were almost totally confined to an 8-foot by 12-foot cell. They got out for only 15 minutes a day to shower.
The maddest thing is you can't move. You can't walk out the door. You're held captive. You know what I mean? The door's shut. You ain't doing nothing.
Prior to the pandemic, people in prison routinely got out of their cells for things like meals and exercise. But DOC stopped communal activity during the pandemic. Early in the crisis, they even released about 300 people to make more space for social distancing, though advocates pushed for them to release more people. Full lockdowns like the one at Northern State Correctional Facility were used if cases cropped up. Ultimately, 179 people held at the Newport prison, around half the population, tested positive for COVID-19. Gorton didn't catch the virus, but for 49 days, he was stuck in his cell.
It created a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, and then the humiliation of just having to shit from your bunkie. It was unbearable.
Northern State Correctional Facility had the longest lockdown of any Vermont state prison. A DOC spokesperson said the department didn't have a count of how many pandemic-related lockdowns occurred, but said all six state prisons had them. These measures might have slowed the spread of COVID-19, but research shows restrictive housing practices have detrimental effects on mental health. Karamet Ryder is an associate professor of criminology and law at the University of California, Irvine. Ryder says extended confinement can produce symptoms similar to post-traumatic stress disorder.
And they include hallucinations, insomnia, trouble sleeping, trouble modulating your emotions. All kinds of severe mental health crises can ensue.
Interim DOC Commissioner Jim Baker says corrections officials had few options.
We had to do something that was going to be drastic, but what's the lesser of two evils? And the lesser of two evils was doing what we did in order for us to be able to stop the spread of the virus.
I asked Baker if he acknowledged that the protocol caused some damage.
No two ways around it, Liam. And, you know, again, that's why these decisions were not easy, but they had to be made in order to protect and make sure that we didn't lose lives in big numbers.
All Vermont's prisons reported some cases of COVID-19, but no one died. Defender General Matt Valerio, who oversees the Prisoners' Rights Office, says DOC's response to the pandemic was the best it could have been given the circumstances. He says the virus presented a, quote, imminent danger.
And then you had to try to manage the mental health as best you could.
Valerio says DOC was receptive to his office's requests, like giving incarcerated people tablets so they could make video calls to family. In-person visits have been suspended since last March. Restrictions at prisons won't be lifted until the vaccination rate of incarcerated individuals improves. It's currently around 68%. Baker, the DOC commissioner, says he hopes families will be allowed to visit by July.
But we're going very slow because, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing this deliberately and not slide backwards and run the risk of another outbreak in a facility.
The threat of a new coronavirus case and another lockdown weighs on some of those jailed in Vermont. Northern State Correctional Facility, shortly after being cleared of an outbreak, was forced into another lockdown after a staffer tested positive. Gorton, who's incarcerated in Newport, has about a year left on his sentence. He says going back and forth between lockdowns is draining.
I would not wish this on anybody. I'm serious.
The most recent lockdown at the prison is now over. Gorton, who has a job in the prison wood shop, says getting back to work helps his stress. But he's worried that if another case shows up, he'll be back in his cell and stuck there. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.